reporting as ordered, sir.
Yeah, I've signed about 4 miles of paperwork. Get it started to Seoul.
Right away, sir.
Give those mice at headquarters something to nibble on. And I... Klinger, you're out of uniform. I mean, you're in uniform.
Yes, sir.
Was it something I said?
No, sir.
Listen, if it's about that backless green sheath you wore on Friday, I only criticized it because it was too tight.
That's all behind me, sir.
It certainly was.
I sort of grew up over the weekend, sir. I realized I love Army life, and I want to be a success at it, sir. And this is a way to start, sir.
Klinger, this is another Section 8 caper, right?
No, sir.
We've staggered down this road before. You've got a razzle-dazzle going.
Wrong, sir. Respectfully.
I'm going to love this one. It's got a lot of reverse topspin.
4077 MASH, Corporal Klinger. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Headquarters, Colonel Abrams.
Hi, Mike. What's the poop? Tomorrow, huh? What? Yeah, sure. Perimeter roadblocks. MPs will oversee it. Okay, we'll cooperate. Adios. All right, General Gung-ho, we got a job. Headquarters is going to issue new military money.
We're exchanging scrip again, sir?
Got to. Only way to cross up the counterfeiters and the black marketeers. Therefore, this base will be closed to all traffic, in or out, starting 1600 hours tomorrow. No exceptions. Comprendi?
Si, sir.
I better make an announcement. Give everybody time to dig out their old blue money and exchange it for red. After tomorrow, blue will be outdated, worth zilch.
Permission to take a 10-minute break, sir.
Granted. Why?
I'd like to get in some close-order drill before lunch. Tin, hut, bird, haste,
hood, haste. Gotta be a caper.
120 over 60.
Is that good, Doc?
Better than mine. For your condition, you're in great condition.
Excuse me, sir. I'd like to talk to that man.
Sergeant, if you want to arrest that guy, you're going to have to wait about 6 weeks.
Oh, no, sir. He's a buddy of mine.
Oh, go ahead.
How you feeling, Boone?
All in one piece.
Nurses told me they had you on that operating table for quite a while.
And he was a good boy, too. He slept through the whole thing.
And while he slept, we discovered shrapnel on his property.
Attention all personnel. This is Colonel Potter.
Prove it.
Tomorrow we'll be issued new army money. Red for blue. Have all your old scrip ready for the exchange, or the only place you'll be able to use it is in the latrine.
He's not talking to me. I lost all my money in the cockroach races.
I told you to stay away from the track.
How could I? It's in my bunk.
Hey, Marshal, I got 400 I won in the crap game. Could you exchange it for me? I'm kind of laid up.
Oh, in that case, sure. I appreciate what you gentlemen did for him. By the way, my name is Maxwell. If there's ever anything I can do for you, just let me know.
How about arresting this war for disturbing the peace?
That is very nice, Mr. Kim. My compliments to your talented fingers.
I tailoring very goodly for Winchester something.
Goodly indeed.
Coat fits good over shoulder. Pants fit cute over tussy.
Terribly colorful, Mr. Kim.
Roger Wilcox, $36 you pay now.
Mr. Kim, I have an idea that will mean much more money than that for both of us. I have a proposition.
$33.
Mr. Kim, listen. Tomorrow, the army is calling in old scrip.
Ah, yeah, red for blue. That news all over town.
That scrip is meant only for military personnel. It's not meant for your people. However, I'm prepared to overlook that. In fact, I'm prepared to help them.
What kind of help?
Tomorrow, Mr. Kim, we buy up from your people all the old scrip before the deadline. Not quite at face value.
How much? Not quite.
10 cents on the dollar. Savvy?
I savvy. 90% profit for you.
2% of that is for you, Mr. Kim.
Oh, you big sport. $30.
Mr. Kim, I need your help.
Why you do this? You loaded American by tailor-made clothes. Please, $29.
Kim, it's not the money. It's the hunt. It's the challenge of scenting the spore of opportunity and tracking it down. Besides, we're merely acting as business agents for your people. They're not allowed on the base. After tomorrow, the old scrip is worthless. We're doing them a big favor.
Mr. Kim, honest man. No can make phony baloney with my people. Please, $28.
Mr. Kim, it is either a check now that may take the rest of the war to clear, or cash tomorrow if you help with my little plan.
What time we leave tomorrow?
I think I got a counterfeit bill.
Looks legit to me. A perfect likeness of Mao Zedong.
Well, in Buddha we trust.
Ah, Mr. Kim.
Of Art Schaffner and Kim.
Hawkeye something. BJ something.
Mm-hmm. Are you adding to the Winchester wardrobe?
I add to his wardrobe, but he no add to my pocket.
He didn't pay you?
He only pay me compliment, holding money back until I help him with big deal.
What's the big deal?
All around my village, they got old money. Mm. He make me take him tomorrow. Buy $1 script from people and pay only 10 cents.
You hang on, Mr. Kim. We'll see what we can do.
Mr. Kim, very grateful. Dress shirt in it for both of you.
How about that?
Charles, just what this place needs. A robber baron who makes house calls.
It's greed. He's basically a greedy fink.
All we need is a way to sink that fink.
Where'd you get all this money, kid?
9 straight passes. Then someone rolled a grenade in the game and we all crapped out.
Well, this will all be new script tomorrow. Gotta run.
Sergeant, we'd like to take you up on that favor.
Name it.
I want you to play a little game of cops and robbers tomorrow.
Yeah, we'll supply the robber.
Where?
A couple of miles out of camp.
Oh, what time?
About 1600 hours.
Give or take 100 hours.
Sorry, guys, I can't. I gotta be here to exchange Boone's script.
Well, I'll tell you what. You do us our favor, and we'll do you his favor.
We love to exchange favors. Okay with you, Boone?
I guess so. I trust in him with my life.
You got a deal.
May I join you, Father?
Of course.
I just want to pay you the money I owe you.
Sit right here. Thanks. Bless you for an honest woman. Don't you owe me another 10? They were stuck together.
Shearing the flock again, Father?
Yes, and I was one of the lambs. He clipped me for $23.
As a matter of fact, she was holding us straight and tried to sandbag me. I had a full house. But it's all worthwhile, mind you, for the children's Christmas fun.
I can see it all now. Father Mulcahy, Bishop of Las Vegas.
Look who's here.
Oh, hi, Colonel.
Hello, Colonel.
You'll never believe what I'm going to tell you.
Then why listen? Where were we?
Pierce, sometimes you can be very amusing. And then there's now.
Sorry.
I have an order from headquarters to give an entrance examination to West Point. Are you ready for this? Corporal Max Klinger.
You're right, I don't believe it.
West Point?
That's impossible.
God works in mysterious ways, but this is a corker.
By special messenger yet. Obviously some Toledo politician has gone wacko.
Ah, how time flies. One day, our little brown-eyed girl is running around in a big floppy hat and a beard, and the next day, she's off to West Point.
He did it. That brilliant screwball finally did it. He's getting out of the service by joining the Army.
To think that loony bird will be attending the same school that produced MacArthur and my Donald makes me want to retch.
Yeah, how could Klinger pick a place like that?
All right, take it back. Hip-ho,
there's old nose and guts now.
Oh, Field Marshal.
Sir!
You want it be, sir? Klinger? Your application to be tested for West Point has been green-lighted.
Excellent, sir. A plebe at last, sir. When do I leave, sir?
As soon as you knock off the sirs and pass the test.
Child's play for a cadet.
Congratulations, my boy.
Thank you, Father.
Klinger, how did you pull it off?
It was my Uncle Gus, sir.
That the uncle that got out of World War I is your Aunt Gussie?
Yes, sir. He's good buddies with a certain congressman and catered to St. Valentine's Day Massacre. He's a biggie, sir.
Connections. Why is it always connections?
Sure, Uncle Gus calls congressman, congressman calls Pentagon.
And voila, the debutante with the hairy legs becomes a cadet.
All right, Klinger, get ready for the exam. Dismissed.
Yes, sir. Thank you, sir.
I think we have a wonderful chance of beating Navy this year, sir.
More than dismissed. I'd have thought my horse would have a better chance of getting into West Point.
On looks alone.
Probably figured it's easier to get thrown out of West Point than Korea.
Sure. First exam they give him, he cheats. They catch him, throw him out, and he's free.
He's not there yet. They don't just let in any Tom, Dick, and Mary.
Imagine a chance to go to the point.
Yeah, keep your hopes up. Maybe someday they'll let in women.
Oh, wouldn't that be wonderful?
Oh, yeah, we'll give a whole new meaning to Lights Out.
Hey, Dale, where's my money? I'm going on R&R.
Oh, yeah, sure, kid. Here, hold it. That's, 5, 10, 20. There you go. Do everything I'll be dreaming of doing.
Wait a second, Zale. You said double or nothing. Where's the other 20?
I said double or nothing to 10.
20, you welcher.
10, you thief.
You want to hold it down? We're trying to swallow.
See? Sorry.
Rotten crook.
Here, eat those words.
I'll kill him! I'll kill him!
They always start the show during dinner.
Let's stop them before they get hurt. I hate to try to catch them.
Yes, they're as soon as I rearrange his teeth.
Zale, those who live by the sword shall perish by the sword.
Ah, forget it, Father. I'm just going to break the jawbone of an ass.
You take Joshua, I'll get Ava.
Come on,
break it.
Come on.
Come on, break it up.
You two palookas are confined to quarters for 48 hours.
Well, I'm going on R&R, sir.
Would you like to try for double or nothing?
No, sir.
Then hit the showers. Rest of you, as you were.
Come on. Well, I got us out of dinner anyway.
Shall we pass up desserts? It's marble cake.
I didn't bring my chisel.
Race you to the latrine.
Oh, wait a minute. That guy's money. Anybody see a canvas bag? Anybody see somebody steal a canvas bag? Anybody ever see a captain shoe up a tent? Charles.
Don't bother asking, Des. The answer's still no.
How do you know I'm going to ask for money again?
Oh. All right, what is it?
Can I borrow 400?
Yes, for the last time. All my money is tied up in a financial venture. Give an IOU to your patient. But don't penalize me for your gross negligence, your bungling carelessness, your stupid
inability. I need a loan, not a lecture. Forget it.
Yeah, he wouldn't take your money if you got down on your hands and knees.
Wait a minute. Not so fast. Try me.
I will see you later at the exchange, yes, if, of course, you don't lose your way.
Yeah. Fool and his money have just departed.
What am I going to do? I can't beg, I can't borrow, I can't catch the guy who knows how to steal.
If you're Charles, you just give the patient a bill for 400 and call the whole thing even.
I'm going to go in there and tell Boone the truth. I better go alone. There's no sense in beating up the both of us.
Attention, all personnel. Exchange of scrip will begin at 1600 hours. Bring your cash before it turns to trash.
Now, Mr. Kim, we have much time.
Just keep my shirt on.
How you feeling, Boone?
Better. Thanks.
Better. Good. That's good. Good.
Everything okay, Doc?
Oh, yeah. Everything's good. Very good. Well, no, not so good. Actually, it stinks. Boone, somebody stole your money.
What?
There was a fight in the mess tent. I turned my back for 2 seconds and the bag was gone.
You telling me I'm out 400?
No, you're fine. I'm out 400. I'll wire my father and I'll have it for you in a couple of days.
Oh, sure. They're shipping me out tomorrow.
Oh, I'll send it to you.
Yeah. And you'll go out of your way to get it to me, right?
That's right, yes.
Doc, don't try to con an MP. I've seen scams like this before, and from higher-ranking officers than you. If I went flat on my back, you'd be flat on yours.
Boone, I give you my word.
Oh, get out of here, phony.
All right, you believe what you want. You're going to get that money back, whether you like it or not.
Hawkeye, I heard about the $400, and I am shocked.
Father, he'll get it back.
Well, I know he will, but I'm appalled at this venal breach of one of God's commandments. I'm going to broadcast an appeal to the conscience of the thief.
Just in case, tell him there's a $5 reward in it for him.
Attention, all personnel. Well, not all personnel. This is Father Mulcahy, addressing the one personnel who stole the money entrusted to Captain Pierce. You may think you've reaped a profit by this act, but as ye sow, so shall ye reap. Robbery itself is a sin, but robbery of your comrades in arms is an abomination before the Lord, and a really dirty trick.
That should do it, Father.
Vengeance is mine, saith the Lord, O ye generation of vipers.
I think that did it.
And he who blasphemeth against the Holy Spirit, better that man had never been born.
We're a little late, so good night, folks.
Yes. Well, bless one and all. How'd I do?
Father, if that guy doesn't return the 400, he's dead.
93, 94, 95. You've only got 95 script dollars here, fellow. But I can be generous. Here is a brand new, crisp, Yankee $10 bill. Thank you. Gentlemen, with all due respect to your national custom, could we all please hold the bowing to a minimum? Just one sort of group bow when I leave. Thank you very much. Now, is there anyone I haven't changed?
I think, Major, finish off all people.
Good, because I have to be getting back. Thank you all, gentlemen, very much. I hope this little transaction has helped to cement the bonds of friendship between our two great nations. Very well, now you may bow.
Oh,
thank you. Why can't they just shake hands like everybody else? Au revoir.
That G.I. Joe, your friend?
I only make tailoring for him.
May the seat of his pants turn into scorpion.
Corporal Klinger, sir. Ready to take the West Point exam.
All right, Klinger. Sit right there.
Yes, sir.
Ready, sit.
Ready, sir.
This examination will consist of several parts covering general intelligence, math, history, geography, world politics, the role of the military in national development, and the law.
I'm kind of weak on law.
But very strong on getting around it.
You have 3 hours to complete the questions. BJ and I will be proctoring you.
I already had my physical, sir.
All set?
Oh, yes, sir.
Okay. Go, and good luck.
Mary's mother sent her to the store to get 9 large cans of beans. Mary could only carry 2 cans at a time. How many trips to the store did Mary have to make? Sir, do I get time for coffee breaks?
Negative. You have 3 hours.
It'll take most of that to answer this question.
What kind of a family would only feed their children beans?
Sorry, Major, no vehicles beyond this point.
No vehicles beyond... That's utterly ridiculous.
Well, the road's been mine, sir.
Now, look here. Sergeant, I'm with the 4077 MASH, and I have to get back for a very important operation. I'm a surgeon. You see?
Well, I've got my orders, sir.
Look, Sergeant, it is imperative that I rejoin my unit.
Sir, the 4077 is over there, just the other side of the hill. If you start walking, you can probably be there in about an hour.
I haven't got an hour.
Well, then you'd better run, sir.
Don't get impudent with me.
Just trying to be helpful, sir.
This is, without a doubt, the most inconvenient war in history.
Sir, I don't understand this question.
It's perfectly understandable to me, Klinger. Describe the political changes which came about as a result of Napoleon's defeat at the Battle of Waterloo.
That's an illegal trick question.
Klinger, what happened after the Battle of Waterloo?
Well, soldiers went home. The kids were glad to see their fathers. The wives were glad to see their husbands. They ate some snails and like that.
And we thought he didn't know the answer.
I'm going to get a drink.
Wheelbound, lady. 4077. MASH.
Terry Gale.
You're sure?
Terry Gale.
Thank you.
Terry Gale.
Thank you, little mother, for your trouble. Bless you.
Physical similarities have been noted between the Eskimos of the Arctic and Mayan Indians of the Southern Hemisphere. Give 3 theories for this phenomenon. Traveling salesman?
Now I'll have a drink.
Could you give me a little hint? Any help at all?
It's an exam, Klinger. It's against the rules.
Oh, what kind of a test is this? Math, geography, history. Why don't they ask me what kind of earrings to wear for an afternoon drill? or how to accessorize those drab gray tunics.
They save that important stuff till your senior year.
Sir, I'm pleading with you. Help me get just one thing right.
All right, I shouldn't do this. You spell Klinger with one G.
Thank you, sir. I was nervous. Now, how about these Eskimos?
No dice, kid.
You mean I've washed out?
First thing you got right all day.
Attention, all personnel. Script exchange will begin in 1 minute. Proceed in a calm and orderly fashion to the exchange table.
Well, I got 45 bucks of my own. At least I can give Boone a down payment.
Cheer up. You're no worse off than Charles.
Nope, that's one crook we've caught.
Attention, all personnel. Script exchange is now underway. No one allowed in or out until exchange is completed.
Halt! Halt! What do you mean? Halt, what do you mean? Halt!
Halt! As in stop, sir.
I'm coming in immediately.
Wait, that, sir. No one allowed aboard till further notice. Orders from the bridge, sir.
Bridge? Aye, aye, sir. Nonsense. What are you doing in a hat?
I expect to be a midshipman in Annapolis very soon, sir. I think we have a wonderful chance to beat Army this year.
Get out of the way, Popeye! Permission to come aboard denied, sir! I've got to exchange all this!
You can deep six it, sir.
Pierce, Hunnicutt, will you tell this saltwater daffy to let me in?
Sorry, his job is to keep out the riffraff and the profiteers.
If I don't get into exchange this, it will all be worthless. Will you gentlemen exchange this for me?
Oh, no. You see, that's against the rules.
Well, wait a minute. Maybe we could bend the rules just a tad.
You think so?
Yeah, let me see what you got.
Those bundles are bills in $100 increments.
Okay. At 10 cents on the dollar, that comes out to $40 for 400.
40?
That's right. Boone gets his, and you get yours.
You keep this with our compliments.
All right, this is highway robbery!
Oh, shore patrol.
Hey, sir!
Would you take care of this man? He wants to report a crime.
Now, what's your problem, sir?
$350, $375, $400 in brand new script hot off the press.
Boy, I never expected to see this again, or you. Hey, I'm sorry for what I said, Doc.
I don't blame you. It's probably my shifty eyes and the white mask I wear.
Hawkeye! The money! It was returned! Somebody left the money in my tent and in brand new script. My speech worked.
It certainly did, Philo. Look at this. Another 400 from another thief.
My. Two atonements with one speech.
Why don't you keep this, Father? Take the orphans out for dinner and a show.
Oh, why, thank you, Hawkeye. My goodness. It was effective, wasn't it? Vengeance is mine, saith the Lord. Oh, ye generation of vipers.
There goes a sweet, lovable ham.
Hawkeye, perhaps I could broadcast every Sunday. Yes, a commandment a week.
I wonder if thou shouldst.
Well, it was just a thought.